What do you do when God has commissioned you, but you don't know the next step? Listen to what the Bible says about David. The Spirit of the Lord came upon David in power from that day. So, of course, David must have begun to do great things for God right away. Wrong. He returned to caring for his father's sheep. What should you do when God has called you, but you don't know what to do next? I certainly can't take the Spirit's job, but here's a good principle. Keep studying God's Word and listening to His voice, but while you're listening, take care of the responsibilities He has given you. Meanwhile, we read a puzzling reference from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, as to how God worked in Saul's life. The Scripture says, "Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him." It's important to understand that the Holy Spirit had a different relationship with people before Christ died on the cross. Now, as chapter 8, verse 9 of Romans reminds us, His Spirit lives in all believers. But before Calvary, the Holy Spirit worked to empower specific types of service, rather than to bring a new relationship with God through salvation. Less than 100 people in the Old Testament were ever characterized by the Holy Spirit being on them or in them. The Holy Spirit came on only those who were being empowered for specific tasks or positions. So you see that although David's anointing did not end Saul's reign as king, it marked the end of the power and favor of God on him. The exit of the Holy Spirit left Saul open to the torment of an evil spirit. If he had been a man of character, Saul might have cooperated with God to add David to his royal ranks through less painful means. But self-centered and rebellious Saul had no such character. God used Saul's selfishness to bring David to the royal courts. Saul's attendants suggested that someone play the harp to soothe their half-mad master. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 18, we learn that they found a son of Jesse of Bethlehem, who knows how to play the harp. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him. David used the harp to bring joyful praises to God and relief to the torments of Saul. You may rightly imagine that many of your favorite psalms were first sung by the young voice of David, wavering and cracking somewhere between boyhood and manhood, to the accompaniment of a well-worn, deeply loved harp.